Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Dr. Lisa Becton, the Associate Director of the Swine Health Information Center. Thanks for joining us, Dr. Becton.
Thank you for having me.
As part of its August e-newsletter, the Swine Health Information Center has released its monthly domestic and global swine disease monitoring reports. First of all, what were the highlights domestically?
Domestically, we saw both porcine epidemic diarrhea virus and porcine delta coronavirus return to expected ranges in July, and this was after being greater than expected earlier in 2026. Influenza continues to decline, with the case positivity in adults at less than 13%, which is the lowest July recorded since 2014. Mycoplasma pneumonia also showed declines. PCV2 was increased compared to previous months. And then PERS continues to also decline, but new variants were detected in both Louisiana and Tennessee.
To what are the declines in PED, PDCoV, influenza A, and mycoplasma pneumonia activity attributed, and what is the significance of those declines?
There could be many potential factors that influence the case positivity levels and the decline in these pathogens. One potential could be that this is just following expected trends for summer months and warmer months. There could also be less pathogens present due to seasonal changes, like the ability to really do deep wash and sanitize as compared to cold weather months. There's other different things that people are doing, such as herd health strategies to reduce or eliminate diseases, that also could impact the case declines in these different pathogens.
What is the significance of the increase in PCV3 activity and the spread of PERS variant 1A.29 in Louisiana and the PERS variant 1C.2 in Tennessee?
The advisory group noted for the increase in PCV detection, there could be the potential impact of vaccine effectiveness in herd populations, as well as other pathogen interactions, and these should be taken into consideration when looking at the levels of PCV. For variant detection, it does tell us that the virus can transmit through various mechanisms, but it does help us to improve our understanding of how, where, what age group they are present in. This baseline information helps to determine the epidemiology of infection, what the risks are for pathogen transmission, and also, is there a component of viral evolution occurring that also has led to the expansion of these virus detections in these states?
What were the highlights globally?
African swine fever continues to have increased activity across the globe, including in Europe, Asia, and Africa. And this includes the first detection of African swine fever in Finland in wild boar. But it also reminds us in Vietnam that the illegal movement of meat or pork products is remaining to be a consistent risk factor for ASF spread. Foot and mouth disease, specifically serotype A, was identified also in Vietnam after an 8-year absence. Classical swine fever was detected in Japan, and also in this particular report are updates on the pseudorabies status in the United States, as well as an overall update of New World screwworm.
What is the significance of the first reported ASF detection in wild boar in Finland and the reemergence of foot and mouth disease virus serotype A after an 8-year absence in Vietnam? And what do those developments suggest in terms of increased risk?
African swine fever virus transmission is multifactorial, and transmission by wild boar continues to present a significant challenge for the halt or decreased spread within Europe and in other countries. This does remind us that wild boar do move and are a significant factor when we assess the various mechanisms for them to be infected and then also potentially spread that virus into domestic pig populations. Foot and mouth disease virus also remains active, and it does continue to enforce vigilance as needed for surveillance and detection of particular types of foot and mouth disease virus. For instance, in Vietnam, serotype A was detected when they had been dealing with serotype O previously. The vaccine strategies also need to be reassessed with the different virus detected, and concerns were raised that potential livestock movements within the country may have precipitated that outbreak. Response still needs to remain as quarantine, active surveillance, and vaccination targeting the serotypes that are present.
How can anyone interested access the domestic and global swine disease monitoring reports or get more information?
These monitoring reports can be found in the August Schick newsletter.
And is there anything you would like to add?
This information, including a sign up for the newsletter and as well as other supporting information like fact sheets, can be found at swinehealth.org.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Our guest has been Dr. Lisa Becton, the Associate Director of the Swine Health Information Center. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.